Good evening. The show begins tonight in Pennsylvania with my colleague Selena Zito asking the question, can a third party win in Pennsylvania? Win the state, the Electoral College state, or influence the decision of which way the Electoral College goes? It is a state that went for Donald Trump in 2016. It went for Joe Biden in 2020. Selena has thoughts about the state right now. We'll call it a toss-up. Does a third party change the direction of Pennsylvania? The name that comes up is Joe Manchin of West Virginia. We then move to Canada. Comrade Black joins. He has a new book, The History, Very Careful History, Political History, Volume 1, of politics from antiquity until the death of Augustus, 14 AD. Much of the book is ahead of me. I've ordered the hardback. I have the Kindle, and Conrad and I will be discussing it soon enough once I've gathered my forces and studied the matter. It's a 1,000-page book. I recommend the Kindle. It's easy to manage. Conrad is a sweeping and extremely careful writer. It is wonderful to have the book to talk about. It's everything up to the Roman success and then afterwards. And then I turn to Small Business America. Gene Marks returns from his venture overseas. We discuss the economy on the basis of housing. Right now, the housing starts are very low. At the same time, builder confidence is coming back. What does that mean? We puzzle about that. We also look at what's coming online in March, which is a regulation that requires businesses that have contractors, if those contractors are deemed integral to the billing of the business, they must be treated as employees. That will cause a deal of head scratching and challenge by small businesses in America ahead of us. A conversation with Cliff May of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy about the accurate, correct meaning of genocide, tribe or group killing, and the way it's being distorted for political purposes by bad speakers, all seeking in some fashion to support Hamas or to support bad actors. Genocide is a term of art that was created after the Second War by a scholar in response to Churchill's observation during the war that what we now call the Holocaust was a crime without a name. The correction was genocide. The genocidal cult includes the Houthis, who are firing missiles at the Red Sea, but they have a banner that very much is consistent with destroying Israel and the Jewish people of Israel. The Houthis are just plain unacceptable. Off to space, Bob Zimmerman joins. Space is also includes Boca Chica and the plans for SpaceX to build a mall and restaurant, maybe one, maybe more restaurants, within several miles of the Boca Chica rocket site. It's wonderful to develop a culture for tourism and for the people who work there, not to have to drive many miles for a restaurant, to have one close at hand. And front row seats to the blast-off and the blast-off and the blast-off when it comes next. And then the second hour of my conversation with Liza Mundy. Her new book is The Sisterhood, the story of the secret history of the women of the CIA. The episodes tonight include the end of the Cold War to the Bin Laden compound in 2011. The CIA is successful because all of its people have participated, especially the women who were poorly treated in the early decades of the CIA, and are now very well regarded. The women targeters of the Bin Laden compound were critical to solving that threat to America. A conversation with Jim McTague. I'm going to breakfast at the Park City Diner in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Filled on Martin Luther King holiday, a platter of four potato skins with cheese and bacon omelets inside each, costs $13, $14. Jim says the breakfast plate as big as a hubcap. And we laughed about what it does to your heart to eat four of those at once. Jim said he saved two for lunch. The shopping at Park City Mall was ferocious, 80% markdowns in the windows. The Apple store was full. Clearly, this connects with the number we had from the Wall Street Journal during the week that consumer sales were expected to rise 0.3% in the period ending mid-December. And in fact, they rose 0.6%. So America's shopping. We're still waiting for the Federal Reserve to decide that inflation is defeated and start to cut the rates again. That's why the housing number is so low. But builder confidence is up. Everybody's expecting something lighter come the springtime or the summertime. And off to Italy to talk about the immigration problem. Immigration is a worldwide phenomenon, a worldwide strain on sovereign states. The easiest and shortest path from North Africa is across from Tunisia to Lampedusa, an Italian island. Italy has been overwhelmed with migrants who don't have the language, who don't have skills. They're seeking refuge from the Sahel, where there's bad governance, brutality, troubles in all directions. And the Italian governance is overwhelmed. And it doesn't spread, it doesn't have a mechanism in the European Union to spread around the migrants. Similar to the story we have in the United States, San Diego is overwhelmed. I talk about that with Jeff Bliss. Overwhelmed. The health care is overwhelmed. The tents or the housing that exists is overwhelmed. And those migrants are coming across the border all the time. It's not a local story. It's not a U.S. story. It's a global story. Later on, I have a conversation with Josh Rogan about Taiwan. Taiwan does not want to lean one way or the other. The new president wants to have business with the mainland and have business with the United States, not provoke any conflict whatsoever. It doesn't want to be between China and Russia. It wants to be respected by both. And then Henry Sokolsky about the new battlefield. It's low Earth orbit, medium Earth orbit, and geosynchronous Earth orbit into the balance of the century. Warfare on the sea or on land will require orbital satellite communications, and damaging or taking down those communications will become part of war fighting. There's much more on the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.